Hello and welcome once again to We've Got No Idea What We're Going to Say with Ben Simmons and Nick Murphy.
Who are you?
I haven't seen you in this capacity for a long time.
No, I think we probably should start with an apology.
I'm sorry. Oh, do we have to be specific about
the apology? No, that was fine. Well done. You've done what I said. I think let's carry on.
No, I would like to now point out without apologising that we haven't done one of these for a long time.
No, if you are regular listeners, you'll know that our last podcast was the Drunk Casts, where we were all drunk while doing the podcast, and we've only just recovered from the hangover.
Yeah, it's taken us about 3 months.
Sorry.
Whilst we don't advocate the use of alcohol to anyone that may be impressionable that's listening...
I do. Drink, it's good.
It's a laugh, isn't
it? People will think you're cool.
Get drunk, lose your inhibitions.
People will have sex with you if you're drunk.
Is that how it works?
Against your will.
So don't get drunk. That's why it's taking us so long to recover. Anyway, I feel like it's an important broadcast, this, because it's kind of going to be our review of what's been going on in London for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, is that what we're going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about it to some extent. Whilst not knowing what we're going to say, I think it's fair to say this is Monday the 13th of August 2012. Last night was the closing ceremony of London 2012. For those of you who haven't got brains, the Olympics.
Yes, the Olympics came to London and now they've went. They've went? Yes, they've gone. George Went was also there. He enjoyed some of the shot
putting. Was he there? I didn't see him.
Yeah, he didn't want to talk to you about
it. I saw Kelsey Grammer and that woman as well from Cheers. Rita someone? Is that her name? Can't remember.
I don't know anyone called Rita that was in Cheers. Maybe there was someone.
I don't know. An extra. That's all she was. You know.
So, the woman from Cheers, she was an extra in one scene.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But just try and sum up for the listening very few as it's become now. I think our listeners have dwindled.
They have dwindled because we have been a bit apathetic about this. We haven't really sort of put the... We always said it was going to be a bi-monthly. Clearly, yeah. It's been about 3 months since we've done this. We haven't made a great effort.
But we are going to increase our effort drastically because this is, sadly, really, the final episode of Series 3.
Yes.
I think it's fair to say Series 4, without being a relaunch or a rebirth, is going to be very impressive.
Yeah, I think Season 4, Series 4... I'm going to call it Season 4 because it's going to be that much better.
Right,
Season 4 is going to be the greatest season of We've Got No Idea that we've ever had.
I think you're absolutely right. And keep your eyes on the website, www.wgni.co.uk. Nearly couldn't say W there.
That's all right. We're going to get a lot better at updating it. We're going to probably have a Twitter feed. We've already got the Facebook page, which I know so many of you have ignored.
Search WGNI on Facebook. Go on.
And we're going to update the website and all those kind of things. So please stay tuned.
For any people good at telepathy, there you go. We're going to do that as well.
I'm not good at telepathy. What did you just say?
I can't tell you.
Why not?
You have to find out when we do the next one.
Why can't you just tell me?
I said we're going to do some telepathic broadcasts.
Right.
So,
could you not have just said that?
Yeah, but it was for people good at telepathy.
Yeah, but they would know anyway if they heard it over the microphone and we could have just said it.
Yeah, but they just feel special then because you've said something that not everyone is going to get.
Considering how few listeners we have nowadays, do you think the telepathic community is something to aim for?
I just didn't want to rule them out.
Well, we're not ruling out... They're not the deaf telepathic... The deaf telepathic community...
Can only communicate
with people who... Oh, you know what I mean.
Anyway, right, so...
Let's move on. This has gone to ridiculousness.
Yes, but let's have you sum up how you felt about the last 2 weeks of sport in London.
Before the Olympics, I was quite cynical. Thought we were going to be a bit rubbish. The opening ceremony was quite pleasing. I think they made a good job of it. Some of the sports, even some of the more obscure ones, like the double men's trap shooting, I absolutely bloody loved, got involved in it. Watched some of the big... wins that we did, a lot of the gold medals, really enjoyed it. The last about 3-4 days got a bit tired with it, a bit sort of fatigued, and got to the Olympic ceremony last night, and I would almost go as far as to say I was a bit annoyed
at the closing ceremony.
Just sort of some of it really I thought was a bit rubbish.
I'd see, is there that element of you've kind of seen the opening ceremony where everyone didn't know what to expect and was really excited and amazed by some things? Obviously you weren't going to achieve the same level of excitement, and it was just a lot of musicians really and stuff, but
maybe. But I just thought it was a bit like there was a lot of kind of old musicians, and while I'm not saying all of them were rubbish, to me one of my main complaints, and I'm being a bit picky, is that there were a lot of old musicians all sort of rehashing stuff they all did 10, 20 years ago, and the Olympics is sort of supposed to be about encouraging a new generation.
Yeah.
And they didn't, like in the opening ceremony, there was that whole thing where the torch was lit by this new generation, so you had all the old generation of the old people and the new generation, and there didn't seem to be anything like that in the closing ceremony.
Also, that amazing torch structure they had when it came down and they sort of turned off each one of the gas things and it went out. I thought you were supposed to see part of it get handed on to Rio.
Yeah, but we didn't, did we?
No, so they didn't let that go out and then go, oh.
Sorry.
Has anyone got any matches?
Yeah, we'll do it again then.
I've got to say, from my point of view, I was fortunate enough to work on the Olympic Park for 2 days, which was a bit tiring, but I kind of felt quite pleased to just be a small part of it in some weird way whatsoever and actually get to be on the site. But in terms of everything that went on, I think it was absolutely fantastic and really sort of does make you feel proud that it happened here and was seen as so successful. And also, I've got to say, I don't know if this is just my feeling on it and other people might have had more of a nightmare, but I didn't find any transport problems whatsoever.
No,
I think,
well,
all the organisation seemed brilliant.
One of the weird things I experienced about London, and one of the things that they said was going to happen about that when the Olympics was on, was that there was going to be a lot of traffic nightmares and London was going to be really busy, lots of tourism coming. That was also almost one of the reasons they said why it was a good idea to bid for the Olympics in the first place.
Yeah,
boost of tourism. I went into London a few times during the middle of the games and I would say it was noticeably quieter.
Definitely. I went in once to a Starbucks at about 1 o'clock, didn't have to queue.
No, I'd say a lot of people thought, God, the Olympics is going to mean London's massive, really busy, let's not go in, and everybody thought that.
Yeah, so probably a lot of people who own businesses in central London are a bit annoyed.
A bit gutted, I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think overall it was massively more successful than any of the pessimistic English and British people would have thought it was going to be. And they should all be quite bloody proud of themselves. But I am. There is that cynical side of me that kind of wants to go, yeah, it's been at the expense of a lot of other things, though. Like
the arts.
The arts has lost funding and just...
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it was good, but it shouldn't have been at the expense of everything else.
Yeah, there is that. And there is the thing of it's a recession and we're having one of the most expensive things ever in London.
I don't know. The recession hadn't sort of come about when we first got the bid, had we?
No,
so it was
no.
All a bit on bad timing.
So there are bad points to it, but I think on the whole, everyone's got to admit it was a generally successful thing to have done and we all did well.
And Team GB had their best result ever, third in the medals table, which we were comparing it to the Atlanta Olympics.
I couldn't believe that.
What was that, 96?
96. Well, I heard him say, and I thought they said 60 years ago, and then you pointed out he'd said 16 years ago. We were that irrelevant. I was
one gold medal.
I just looked at the stats and apparently it was something like 8 silvers and 7 bronzes and we were 36th on the medals table.
We've come a long way in 16 years.
We have. We've gone via a lot of world cities and come back to London and got more medals.
Yep.
So well done, London. Well done, Team GB. Well done, the organisers.
Yeah, well done. Although I have to say I was quite pleased on a personal note, and obviously I'm a little bit bitter about this topic, that how many people took the piss out of the mascots. Which obviously you spent a lot of time sort of working on them and probably feel in a small way responsible for them.
Yeah.
I kind of think they were all a bit irrelevant and people on the BBC radio laughed about them and I laughed heartily.
Yeah, I do think there is an element of truth to that, and I've always joined in with everyone in saying I don't really understand the sort of idea behind it and it would have been better to just have a big lion with a t-shirt on or something.
That was a famous quote from your wife, wasn't it?
It really was.
Stick a lion and put
Get
a t-shirt.
A lion, stick a t-shirt on it and call it Brian or something. which probably would have worked. But I think they were trying to do something new with it, and whilst, yes, I clearly appreciate it was a bit weird and then you... But I know you're kind of a bit bitter about things we won't go into and stuff like that, but being on the park and
company
seeing
company sacked me.
Yeah, seeing people around who clearly enjoyed it, it caused a bit of a stir everywhere it went and everyone was pleased to see it.
Was there only ever one Olympic mascot on the park or was
no,
there a few of them?
There was at certain times. I know for a fact there was one in the aquatic centre, one in the velodrome, one in the stadium, one in like the live screen bit. There probably was about 6 on the park at any one
right.
time, but they're not all allowed out at the same time, obviously.
When they first started sending them out, I was road managing a lot of them and I was doing a lot of stuff taking Wenlock and Mandeville all around the country. So
yeah. Well, it's Mandeville's turn now. Wenlock's only around for the Olympics. Mandeville's only around for the Paralympics. So he's limbering himself up right now, isn't he? Although he's not a he, he's genderless.
Brilliantly, when we first got the costumes, it was almost impossible to move in them. So they're like, yeah, Olympic mascots, can we have him running? You can barely have him walking.
Someone, I don't think I've mentioned it on this programme before, someone sort of a bit ignorant client-wise, they arrived at a job on the beach in Weymouth where they were promoting the sailing was going to happen there. This is about 18 months ago. And we're like, yeah, we want him to come in to the beach from the sea on a jet ski, all right? And we were like,
you were there?
I wasn't there, someone else told me about it. I was like, you realise they can't do that because there is someone inside it, and if they fall into the sea they die.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah. And they were like kind of disappointed.
Yeah, that's brilliant. There's some of the expectations on that job, you always have people be like, oh, you can't like do somersaults. Oh, we wanted you sort of coming in carrying fire and juggling knives. Carrying fire and juggling knives? That's just a bit weird. But, and you're like, no. And yeah, they get annoyed at you as if to go, ah. Oh.
Yeah,
you're
like you've been really...
No, you're the knobhead.
Well, despite any misgivings you may have had about the mascots, and let's get away from that slightly, were there any sports you saw at the Olympics that you kind of thought, what?
Yes, and I think we both watched it yesterday. Handball. Fuck off.
I think
it's not a sport. It's a bunch of tossers. Literally, tossing.
It's like, is it basketball? No. It's similar to sort of volleyball, basketball, those kind of running around with the ball sports, but it's just basically throwing.
It wasn't good in any way, and they need to sod off.
Now, clearly we could be upsetting a lot of people because there are many professional and amateur handball leagues all across Europe.
Yeah, they still need to sod off.
I think just as a sort of experiment, you should take part in a proper handball match and see how good you are.
Some of the sports which were sort of more on the fringe of sort of popular sports, I really like I've mentioned the trap shooting,
yeah,
that sort of canoeing where there was two of them going through things and they had to go. I quite like the fact that sometimes they had to go upstream and go round.
Yeah.
Some of the events were really good. And I
think
kind of...
what looks weird, one that looked weird that I'd not really seen much of before and only heard about was taekwondo. Yeah. And it's like, they're just trying to kick each other's heads in.
I did watch the ladies' judo final, and this is absolutely not against the ladies, because apparently a lot of the others were really good. But I just remember thinking, this is really boring. Like, they were both in massive pyjamas and were sort of grabbing at each other for 3 minutes. Nothing much happened. Like, the American tripped our girl over about twice, so she got 2 points, and that was the gold medal. It's like, that's the most anticlimactic final ever.
I don't think the official kind of sportswear for judo is pyjamas.
It was massive pyjamas. And what was weird, and clearly there's obviously some ruling about this, but the British girl's belt came open, and it was like, so it was really hanging loose, and all I could think was, that's going to be annoying. And she sort of never redid it up or tied the belt or anything. It's like, she must have thought she was all right with it like that, but it looked stupid.
Yeah, right, fair enough. I'm trying to think. The one thing I kind of didn't see live and wish I'd seen because it was mental, and obviously there's all the great golden moments for Team GB, and that night Jessica Ennis, Mo Farah and Greg Rutherford won things in the stadium, and then obviously other gold medals in people did double golds, Chris Hoy best ever, whatever, Bradley Wiggins amazing. Those crap badminton twats that tried to lose and like, hang on, neither of us want to win. We're just going to keep smacking it into the net.
If you actually saw the video, it's on YouTube. It's amazing. Like, they actually play worse than we would. And it's like, they're just hitting it into the net on just not doing anything. And then they go, and what was brilliant is I saw a comment from one of the girls after she got disqualified saying, oh, well, that's it. I'm retiring from my beloved badminton. You're like, yeah, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you actually deserve to never play it again.
Yeah, exactly. That's brilliant. And I love that kind of like, oh, well, I've had to retire now because of that, so that's your fault. No, don't be the idiot dickhead in the first place.
Wasn't it something like they were doing it because if they lost, they'd get a better draw in the next round or something?
That's
it's like, yeah, but just play. So annoying. And the fact they got annoyed. We found out once, because I actually watched the women's shot putt.
Yeah.
And being a bit misogynistic and harsh, I sort of commented on the winner having an air of masculinity about her.
She certainly didn't look beautiful in any way.
Not in an aesthetic sort of standard way. You might could say that she wasn't a beautiful... I'm sure she was beautiful on the inside.
Yeah.
If you ripped her chest open and looked inside. But she has just been found to have taken drugs and been stripped of a gold medal.
Yeah. She won it, in that case, probably might as well have taken estrogen or something.
The only
like that to
dope
make it a bit
is
more
the
feminine.
One who takes it. That's what I say.
Oh, that is a hard-hitting message.
Cutting there.
Athletes will think twice when they hear this now.
Kids, just say maybe.
Just say some drugs make me feel good.
Say, all right, but only a little bit.
Are drugs like Marmite, you either love them or you hate them?
Someone, I was watching a David Mitchell video the other day, and he said the marketing people have done an amazing job, that they've marketed that half of the world hates their product, and it's a good marketing thing. It's like, what sort of other marketing thing could do that? Half of you think this is crap,
yeah,
but buy it, please.
Now, I'm going to be controversial because there's clearly only 4.5 minutes of this broadcast left. And what we've done a lot in this series is phone Adam Jenkins.
Crikey, we haven't done it yet. Let's do it quickly.
He's not going to be on air for very long. And there is, I'm going to admit to you straight away, viewing several, he may well not answer.
We haven't warned him. Sometimes we do pre-warn him we're going to phone, even though we don't agree what we're going to say beforehand. And he is very likely to be at work right now.
So don't expect him to answer, but let's see what happens.
If he doesn't answer, then just, you know, let it go. Don't be upset about it. Season 4 will be better. But this is still season 3, so this is what we do. It's ringing. Is he going to answer?
Who knows?
Ben, if he answers, you speak to him.
Yeah, because he can't speak to you.
He never speaks to me. Oh, this doesn't sound good. There's still a chance, though.
Don't give up on Jenkins.
Come on, Jenk. I'm not happy.
It's a long... He doesn't have an answer phone that kicks in very quickly.
No, his answer machine kicks in a long time afterwards. He's not going to answer though, I don't think.
I think he's not.
He would have answered by now,
should I just
surely
cut the call?
No, just leave it for a couple more seconds.
This is entertaining, I've got to say.
This is not entertaining. We've only got... We've spent about a
minute... Is there any chance this could be a future Olympic sport? Waiting for the phone to answer.
Waiting for Adam Jenk.
The Russians are good at this.
I'm going to change... Well, let's leave him a message as it's the final two episode.
When you've left your message, you just hang up, or for more options, press 1.
Thanks
for
that advice. Adam Jenkins, this is Ben Simmons, live on Not Quite the Air on Series 3, Episode 12 of We've Got No Idea What We're Going to Say.
It's the final episode and you're not here!
You could have been on it, you've missed the chance. I know you're at work, but it's a bit inconsiderate, so we've got nothing to say other than it was mainly about the Olympics.
Record us a Christmas message and we'll let it delete. Good night.
Bye-bye. So, sorry about that to the listening people that were literally wetting themselves with excitement over Adam Jenkins being on this.
You heard a bit of Adam Jenkins' voice on his pre-recorded voicemail message.
He can't say we didn't try.
No, we did.
So, back to the Olympics then. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Are there any Olympic events you've seen that you'd like to take part in?
No, I don't think there's any sort of... I do kind of quite like the idea of play pigeon shooting, and I have done that in the past, but I don't know if it's something I'd ever try and take up like properly.
Yeah, I might take up real pigeon shooting.
That's all right. It's good. Not illegal. Going around Trafalgar Square blowing the shit out of them is probably frowned upon, but...
But it does happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And it's kind of like that thing of, we'll let them keep doing it because it keeps the pigeons out.
Can I massively change the subject and something that's just come across my mind?
Go on, then.
I was just enjoying the fact you noticed a sign at the end of my street that someone had handwritten saying, please do not urinate or defecate in this area.
I think that's a really worthwhile thing to talk about for the last bit of time. There's a way of walking from Nick's flat to the tube station where you cut off the main road. And you have to go through a car park that belongs to a prestigious car hire company, actually. And sort of quite an impressive sort of thing to
but it is sort
from.
Of out of sight the little like about
ever
10
so slightly
feet of it,
out of
you
sight.
Wouldn't get seen
the sign on the wall, please do not urinate or defecate in this area. And I couldn't help thinking, if you've decided you're either desperate enough or enough of a tosser that you're going to shit in the street, you're not going to look up and go, oh,
imagine
no,
pulling
I can't
your
hear.
Pants down about to push looking up and going, ah, oh, it's illegal here.
I'll have to find another slightly out of view car park.
A handwritten sign, so there you go. That
and
makes
they
all
spelt
the
defecate wrong as well.
Defecate, they say, don't they?
Yeah. Maybe that means something else that they don't want people to do. You should
defenestrate, that means throw you out the window.
Yeah, you can't really when you're already in the open air, can you?
Well,
Well, Series 3...
This episode's gone very quickly.
It has. Series 3 drawing to a close. We started Series 3 probably about nearly a year ago.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. As I say, it's all gone a bit crazy, but we will get better.
25 seconds left.
You'll listen to more of our stars.
Series 4, there will be more celebrity guests. It's going to be exciting, so get ready for it. I think we're due a summer break now, so we can get ourselves mentally ready. Over to Nick Murphy to sum up.
Having not done a show for 3 months, what we need most of all is a break.
Break.
But just like the Olympics, we are closing down for the season. So from all of us here at WGNI to all of you, thank you very much and good night.
Couldn't get the spice.